Hi, I really wanted to complete this program this time with helping you by giving you tips for completing your practicum. The word practicum just there begins to enlist a lot of stress and anxiety in people. They start to think, oh my gosh, I'm not going to be able to do this. It's going to be this big deal. And I just really wanted you to hear from me this time specifically on how I can help you guide you through this. And I can help you take your nerves and put them at bay. And I can really help you get this done. Because the whole reason why you took this program is because you wanted to be a certified medium. You wanted to feel like you had completed a program and a course that was going to be guiding you in the right direction to be able to communicate with spirit. Now, I get it. Some of you are listening to this right now and you feel like I'm still not hearing or seeing spirit. I'm still not feeling exactly where I need to be. The biggest problem and the number one problem with mediums is that we are in our own head. You are missing the messages from spirit because you are not softening your ego and your eyes and your mind and your energy enough to allow yourself to really let go and let spirit, to allow yourself to just say woosah a few times, to allow yourself to really sort of step into the truth of who you are and where you are and embracing the messages that you receive from spirit, embracing the energy of spirit, and just allowing yourself to be in this place of love, this place of light, this place of spiritual download. You don't want to be wrong, and I get it. There's egos that are involved in this that tell us we can't make a mistake, but you can and you will, and I made plenty of them. So here's the steps of the practicum. The first thing is you're going to pick two clients of your own to give a reading to. They can be over the phone, they can be in person, they can be over Zoom, they can be over Skype. These are two clients that you have chosen for whatever reason to give a reading. They can be people you know, they can be people you don't know, but you need to go out and do those readings. I'm not going to be there with you. This is for you. This is for you to be able to give the reading to them and to sit down with them and to let everything transfer through you. I don't care if you're reading from the book of your oracle cards. I don't care if one spirit shows up or 10 spirits shows up. Be open to it. Now, those clients are going to have to send in a review that we're going to read to say how their reading was. So please know that you have to trust the process and the universe on this. So many times people get in there, what if they say something bad about me? Or what if they say this about me? Just trust me. Trust me when I tell you there's a reason why spirit got you here. Follow the process. Then you're going to have to read one of my clients that we provide for you. It can be in person, it can be over the phone, it can be Zoom, it can be Skype, it can be whatever way that you feel comfortable. But we ask you to do this because we're taking someone that you absolutely don't know. And trust me when I tell you this, when you give a reading to someone you don't know versus someone you do know, it's a lot easier. Some things I want you to know is don't be afraid to say anything and don't be afraid to get things wrong. Hey, I feel like your mom's passed. Is that true? No, she hasn't passed. Okay, well, there's definitely a woman on the other side. Could this be a grandmother or great grandmother I'm connecting to? Because she has a mother energy. Learning how to pull your thread is so important when you give readings. And I think that's the number one thing that people forget and don't do. When you connect with a spirit that's a female energy, listen, you're communicating with a body of light. So you're going in and you're communicating with this energy of a woman, and you get the idea that she feels like a mother. Well, a grandmother and a great grandmother would feel very similar, and maybe even an aunt that had raised someone feels similar. Pulling your thread and connecting with clients is something that I do every single day when I'm giving messages from spirit. You have to know that sometimes the message is going to be black and white, and sometimes it's going to be gray. Your job is to play charades with a body of light. That's a big job. That's a hard thing to. Charades is hard when you're in front of someone, never mind when you're working with a spirit. You're going to be working on a missing persons case that we provide to you. Now, I want to let you know that the missing persons case has already been solved. I also want to let you know that the number one thing that students do wrong when they work on a missing persons case is they get into stories. They get into all of the reasons why this person passed away and the trauma. from their childhood and blah, blah, blah. That's not what the police are looking for. When you're working on a missing persons case, they want to know where that person is and the most effective and efficient way that they can either find the person living or find the person deceased. If you happen to get reasons as to why the things happen the way they happen, that's great. But when I work on a missing persons case, oftentimes it's one word that I get. I may see the color red. I may see water. I may see a mountain. I may see an airplane. I may see rocks. I write down those one word things that I'm seeing, and then I piece everything together at the end. Remember to write down everything, but don't build stories. That's where mediums go wrong. Oh, I felt like, you know, she got on a plane and she needed to go to Egypt because she had to get away because she felt bad about what was happening at her school. And she has a husband and he didn't like the fact that they had a child with red hair. You can see that I'm being obviously extra about this, but it's the truth. I see these big, long, drawn out stories. Don't tell the story. Get into the facts of what you see. Those will be the most meaningful messages, not the reason. We can work on that after. But the first thing you need to do in a missing persons case is find the missing person or the missing animal or the missing thing. That's your job. The next thing is I'm going to ask you to answer a questionnaire. It's super easy to do this. It's not something that you need to overthink. And then I'm going to have you record a 3-minute YouTube video about why you're a great medium. And I want you to send me the link to view it. The reason why I do this is because I want you to feel comfortable talking to people about yourself. You see, if I come to see you and you're a medium, I might want to ask you your credentials. I might want you to tell me, how did you discover that you were a medium? I might want you to toot your own horn a little bit because you're the person who's going to be giving me a reading. And I want to know that you feel confident in who you are. If I went to a medium and she was like, yeah, like I kind of get messages and, you know, it's not always really clear. And I'm already out. I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to pay this person for a reading. So what I want to see from you is being able to toot your own horn and tell me why you're a great medium and be confident in who you are, because I want to know that your clients are going to be getting that from you. They need to feel confident in you. They're putting their hands in you to be able to connect with their loved ones. And remember, for a long time, before I ever came out of the closet as a medium, I was giving oracle card readings, I was using the book, and I was just being open to spirit coming through. My daughter Melissa has spent lots of time with you guys, and she's told you the same thing. In the beginning, she just thought she was a really good psychic. And then suddenly, the messages from spirit started coming through because she continued to work that psychic muscle. So even if you said, hey, I'm not getting messages from the spirit world yet, but I'm a really good psychic, so I'm just going to keep doing it. The number one thing is that mediums don't label where they're getting messages from. So they don't say, oh, it's a mom, it's a dad, because they're fearful that they don't want to be wrong. If you could wake up tomorrow morning and say, you know what, I'm never going to worry about being wrong again as a medium. I'm only going to worry about being everything and doing everything right. Then I promise you, you will nail it every single time. Have an amazing, amazing week, and I'll be connecting with you soon.